Turn with me in the book of the Revelation to chapter 19. Praise God. Thank you for the privilege to minister, Brother Jarvis, to your flock. Amen. We appreciate being able to be here. I'm glad to be with my son and Ken, Lori, and Kayla, and Caleb. Amen. This Memorial Day weekend. Praise God. It's a real blessing. It's a blessing to be in London, Kentucky, a place that, praise God, holds a lot of good memories. Amen. And glory to God. It's good to see you. Sister Huff, and Sister Zalko, and Sister Jarvis, and amen. Praise God, all the Huff family, amen. Appreciate God's goodness, amen. You know, God is faithful, amen. Hallelujah. God is faithful, amen. Glory to God. I've been trying to serve God for almost 45 years. And I've failed enough times, but he's never failed. He's never failed. Praise God. And when Brother Jarvis asked me about being here for the graduation and preaching then today, the Lord right away, and he doesn't do this to me all the time. Of course, I don't get all that many invitations out, but when I do, he doesn't do it to me all the time, but he gave me a theme, and basically it's just a message, you know. Praise God. Brother Huff and Sister Huff came up and preached a revival for us some few years ago, and Brother Huff preached the whole week on Lord, give us some sense. Amen. And I think I got a little bit then. I probably lost most of it by now, but praise God. But he took a quotation, a prayer of an old country preacher. Lord, give us some sense. If we just had a spoonful, amen. Praise God. And so that's not what it's all about today. Now, I'm not preaching a whole series this morning. I'm just going to preach to you. The Lord helping us for a little while, but still along the same lines of what I was what I preached yesterday in the graduation service. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Now turn with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Just before the great roll call of the faithful, amen, in chapter 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise God. Glory to God. I'll preach to you a little while this morning, the Lord helping us, and let's ask him on this thought. Jesus is coming. Who is he coming for? Father, thank you for your grace, mercy, goodness, love, kindness, all the many and manifold blessings, Lord, that you bestow upon your children who, through faith, have obtained an eternal home. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will so stir our hearts, Lord, that our lives, our lights, our lamps will grow brighter than they've ever shone before. For you said we are the light of the world. Now, Lord, help us to be a light visible in a dark, dark world. God, help us to so live that we please you and are ready. In Jesus' name, praise God. You know, I expressed yesterday and told yesterday that, I got saved because of prophecy preaching. I got saved because I grew up as a little boy worried, fearing what would happen if the end of the world came. You know, what was going to happen to me? All of that business. And of course, I was raised in Catholicism. There wasn't much hope there unless the priest said so. And I didn't have much because my mom was about a half backslidden Catholic, and she didn't take me for all the catechisms and all of the business, you know. And I thank God for that now, you know. I had enough to deal with as it was, just the traditionalism that there was involved in it. But at any rate, praise God. But I lived at a young age with a constant fear of, what was going to take place. And then the Lord knew that, and he prepared everything for me to be in that Saturday night service in 1967. And, he prepared everything. I mean everything. And I could tell you more details to prove that. But God prepared everything. He knew I was coming. I was, I guess I was the only sinner in the place. Amen. Or maybe I was the only one that acknowledged it anyway. But I was the only one that got saved that night. And I come down and I really, really got saved. When I got saved that night, everything changed. Everything has been different ever since. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in all of that, then through time, I've heard lots of prophecy preaching, and and all of it's good. I enjoy prophecy preaching. All of it's fine, if it's right, if it's according to the Word of God. But the deal is that I found so many people were worried about figuring out when the Lord's going to come. You know, how's it going to fit in the plan? Is it going to be the pre? Is it going to be the mid? Or is it going to be in the post? Or the most recent, I guess, is the pre-wrath rapture of the church, which has a lot of, they didn't use a lot of scriptures that really work, Amen. But the thing was, everybody's looking about when he's going to come, figuring it out, doing all the calculations, 88 reasons why he's coming now, and all of this business. Amen. I mean, they're twisting the tail on the cow to get it to work. And the truth is, we don't know. They missed just a few words that Jesus says. Nobody knows when he's coming. But he said, what you've got to do, what is the most important, not about when, not about who's fulfilling what, or how it's all going to fit in the plan. Glory to God. If it's your plan, it might not fit. But if it's God's plan, it's going to work. Glory to God. But this we've got to be ready and be aware of, and this is what is the most important. We have to be ready. Glory to God. Let's get ready and stay ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back in my worldly days, I used to go to, maybe Brother Jarvis forgive me for this, but I used to go to drag strip. You know what that is, when you're two cars race down the road, wasting a lot of money and time and foolishness and all that stuff, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you sat there ready, you had to be ready. And we had a saying, rocking on ready. I mean, we were just, amen, forgive me. Amen. Glory to God. But hey, now y'all do it at the red light. Don't tell me. Pray through. Lord, praise God. But we need to be ready. We need to get ready and stay ready. Glory to God, Jesus is coming. Now, who's he coming for? Those that are ready. Glory to God. Now, Luke chapter 12 tells us something. Amen. It'll take me. Praise God. Chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Praise God. It's a gift. It's ours. We can have it. Praise God. It's God wants us to go. Amen. Sell that you have. Give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, and a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girt about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he shall return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Glory to God. God wants us to be watching for him. Amen. Did you see what Jesus said here? He gave us a parable of a man that the Lord has gone to a wedding. Amen. When he comes back from the wedding, the servants are there. They're waiting. They're watching. Whether it's the second watch or the third watch of the night, they're still watching. They haven't got weary in well-doing. They haven't got tired of hearing, amen, the fact that the Lord is coming. You know, like they did to Peter and say, where is his coming? We've heard all this and everything's still going on. Glory to God. He is coming. There are things that are transpiring, amen, around this world. And I won't get into that, but thank God he is coming. I've got to be watching for him. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I woke up this morning, I believed he was coming today. If I wake up tomorrow morning, if he doesn't come today, what a day to come, Brother Jarvis, on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When he came to the church in the beginning, glory to God, and filled us with his power. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he'd come again on another Pentecost? But I ain't calling shots. I'm just saying. Amen. Praise God. He's coming, and I'm watching. I'm watching. When I was a young man, I hadn't been saved long. I was sitting beside a school building. I used to work for Fairfax County Public School Maintenance, and when I was in high school and right afterward. And I was sitting there beside the building one day, and I'd been, you know, I was thinking about the coming of the Lord. I got saved thinking about the coming of the Lord. Glory to God. And out over top of Washington, D.C., I was in Springfield, Virginia, but I was looking exactly toward the capital of the United States. And I saw a little white cloud form itself right above that capital. I couldn't see the spire of the capital or freedom standing there. Amen. But I knew it was there. Amen. That little white cloud formed itself right over top. Amen. Of the capital of the United States of America. And it began to come toward me.
Amen. I sat there. It was lunchtime. I wasn't shirking on the job. Amen. It was lunchtime. It was my time. Amen. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Glory to God. And that cloud started coming and getting bigger and bigger. And it got just right over 495, which was there next to the school, right over top of that busy highway, that big cloud. Amen. Got right there. And the Spirit of God, the voice of the Lord spoke to me and said, I am coming. But not today. And that cloud went right back from where it had come and disappeared into nothing. Amen. He's coming. I've got to keep watching. Amen. Glory to God. I've thought of it many a time since that day over 40 years ago. Amen. That the Spirit of God spoke into my heart and my mind. Amen. You've got to keep your eyes on the skies. Jesus is coming back. Glory to God. Now, I don't mean to be standing here gazing foolishly like the disciples were on the day that he ascended. Glory to God. But we've got to keep our mind alert to the reality. Jesus is coming back. Amen. Everything I do must be God. Governed by the truth. Amen. The Lord cometh. Amen. Glory to God. And I've got to so live. Amen. That I can please him. Revelation chapter 16 verse 15 says, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walketh naked and they see his shame. We must have the wedding garment on. Amen. We've got to have the wedding. You know, glory to God. What is it saying here? It's saying that, hey, we need to be clothed. Amen. And what is the cloth? What is the robe? Amen. What is it? It's the righteousness of the saints. What does that mean? That means we're doing right. We're doing everything we ought to be doing. We ought to be everything that God wants us to do, obeying the commandments of Jesus, living the Word of God, doing everything that God wants us to do. Amen. Loving God with all our heart and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't going to open up no worms here, Brother Jarvis, like we could be afraid. Amen. Glory to God. But let me tell you what. Amen. I am persuaded, amen, that if you've got aught against others, amen, and you've got bitterness and anger, amen, in your heart against your brother or your sister, amen. Glory to God. I just don't know, amen, if the magnetism's going to pull. Glory to God. You see, there's something about, you know, magnets work on certain kinds of metal and don't work on other kinds of metal. Glory to God. There's something that can happen to metal that takes away its magnetism. Praise God. There's something that can happen in our heart that when the Lord comes, glory to God, we're not going nowhere. It is God. He's coming for them that are right, that have put the wedding garment on. Glory to God. I read to you there in the 12th chapter of Luke. You know, it says when the Lord comes, then the servants are watching for him, that when the Lord comes in, he doesn't say, hey, fix my table. He sets us down at the table and fixes us the supper. I believe that's the marriage supper. Watching for him. And watching so much. Not just standing looking, but hey, you know, in everything I do, in every turn I make, amen, praise God. When I, you know, glory to God. You got to be careful. Amen. I work construction a lot. And I go to building supplies in the morning, early, you know, early, you know. You know how that is, don't you? Some folk got up on the wrong side, no matter which side they got up on. Praise God. Hey, praise God. We need to have a good attitude. We need to have a sweet spirit. You know, that Holy Spirit is the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you worry about it. Amen. Glory to God. You're not going to have too much sweetness if you have the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. You might eat too many cinnamon buns and be in trouble, but not the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's real. Amen. And he'll make a sweet spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was thinking in Sunday school, Brother Jarvis talking about boldness. So Brother Vince Wilson used to say, if it were possible, and you could give a rabbit the Holy Ghost, he'd spit in the hound dog's face. Praise God. If it were possible, you could give a dill pickle the Holy Ghost, it turned into a sweet pickle, I guarantee you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, I'd love to see, amen, glory to God, some folks baptizing something besides dill pickle juice. Glory to God. Baptizing the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. Believing. Amen. The Spirit of the living God coming down among us. Amen. Making us ready. Amen. For He's coming. Glory to God. Praise God. Luke chapter 19, verse 13 says, talks about, you know, he gave 10 servants 10 talents. And you know, when Jesus finally comes down to talking about it, he only talks about three of them. He says, again, one guy gave 10, he turned it in. One guy gave one, and he turned it into 10. Another guy gave one, and he turned it into five. And one guy gave one, and he just wrapped it in a napkin and saved it, brought it back, just like he'd been given it. Seven of those fellows, we don't know what happened to them. You know why? I think it's us. What have you done with yours? I mean, I can see five. One could be turned to five, or one could be turned to 10. The only one, you know, and each one of them were blessed and rewarded. Amen. But we get to the guy that didn't do anything with what he had. Amen. What God had given him, he doesn't get anything. In fact, his is taken away and given to another. Amen. And glory to God. And it don't sound like no good deal when he come out on the other side. He drew back unto perdition. We got to occupy till he comes. Praise God. Paul, in this passage of scripture read to you in Hebrews, Paul's talking about, glory to God, how that, you know, there was a time you were all of this, and now looks like you're giving up. There's no time to give up. Amen. There's no time to back down. There's no time to change you. Amen. Your way of living, glory to God. Paul said, you know, to the church, he said, now listen, if I or anybody else comes to you preaching any other gospel than that which I preached to you in the beginning, you call him a curse. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, a lot of folks, they're saying because they backslid that they learned better. They knew better. They knew better. Amen. One great evangelist said, all the holiness movement is going to come down and bow before. I ain't bowed yet, and I know a bunch of others haven't bowed yet. Praise God. Old time ain't good just because it's old. Let me tell you that. Praise God. But old time means it worked then. It'll work now. Amen. It might not have the flash, not all the bells and whistles. Glory to God. When my mom and dad got married, dad had a 35 Chevrolet that was air-conditioned winter and summer. Had no windows in it and no heater. Praise God. Now, that's not good. Praise God. But it worked. It got him from place to place. Amen. Now, listen. We got to occupy until he comes. But we don't have to get like this world. We don't have to be like this world. Amen. If we take on the attributes of the world, we're going to lose out. We're going to cast aside our confidence. Praise God. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Praise God. Hebrews 12:35 says, cast not away your confidence. Pastor, I read to you. Praise God. Old preacher in our country. He used to, his name was H.B. Kelchin. Did you ever hear of him, brother? H.B. Kelchin. You got his books? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I heard him preach. Amen. Having confidence when the Lord comes. But he told a story I've never been able to forget. He said when he was a little boy, him and his brothers and sisters, mom and dad used to go to town on Saturdays, do the trading. Amen. And they'd leave him in charge, HB was in charge. He was the oldest. They'd leave him a certain amount of chores that needed to be done, responsibilities that they had to take care of. Amen. Praise God. And he said, you know, I'd say, yes, Dad. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. And said, I'd watch as the wagon went down the lane. Amen. And when I quit hearing the wheels turn, I'd turn to my brothers and sisters and said, now we can have a good time. Amen. Glory to God. And said, we played and we fooled around. Amen. We didn't do anything. Of the things Dad had told us to do. Amen. Glory to God. But along about the lowering of the sun in the afternoon, said I'd hear them wheels turning on that road, and said I'd look and I'd feel within me, my dad's going to get here. He's going to know I haven't done anything he asked me to do. I had no confidence when he came. What are we going to do when the Lord comes and we haven't done? Now, there's a lot of folks that are doing a lot of stuff, and they're doing good stuff. I'm glad for them. I'm glad. Man, I'm telling you, praise God, hallelujah. This past missions conference, I'm going to confess. All right, brother. All right. I confessed to you already, but I'm going to just tell everybody. I thought, Lord, help us. Brother Clendenin's gone. Now Brother Huff's gone. I want to tell you, God hadn't gone anywhere. He was right here, as powerful as ever. And I think maybe just a little more, just so he'd let us know, amen, our dependence is in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I had a Bible school teacher, and he didn't teach me homiletics, by the way. But he was a good fellow. Glory to God. And he had a vision. And in that vision, God showed him the judgment. This was after all said and done. It's the judgment of the saints. You know, the day that the rewards are passed out. Praise God. And he said, I watched as the angels went around gathering up things to put in particular piles all over the place. And he said, I'd watch, and there would be some, they would go, and they'd get gold, and they'd get silver, and they'd get precious jewels. And they'd take them and lay them at a certain spot near a saint of God. Amen. And then in other places, I'd see angels go get wood and hay and stubble and some gold and silver and precious stone. And they'd lay them in another pile. And he said, I noticed that suddenly within my proximity, there was a pile being laid. And I looked, and there was gold, a little gold, and a little silver, and a whole lot of wood, hay, and stubble. And so I'm beginning to get worried, and I'm beginning to think, you know, wait a minute now. What about all those years I never missed a day at Sunday school? And the angel said, that's in your mama's pie. See, you're not going to go on mama's pile. You're not going to go on daddy's pile. Amen. And he said, in a little while, the angels came with their torches and they lit a fire. And it flamed up and it burned down to a pile of ashes. And said, the angel would reach over. And he said, I saw him several piles. He said, he'd reach over and he'd pull out a crown. And he'd set it on the saint's head. Amen. And all around me, I saw saints being crowned. Amen. Praise God. And then suddenly I heard a band playing. And I looked and there was a parade coming. And what was in that parade was Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And he was marching down Heaven's Avenue. And the saints with their crowns would run out. And they'd throw their crowns at his feet and say, Lord, this is how much I loved you. And he said, I looked and the angel went down in the ashes by my pile, and he felt around. Finally, he came out with a little bitty crown, a thimble crown. And he said, when I went before the Lord and cast my crown, I could barely whisper, Lord, this is how much I loved you. Saints, we don't have to do that. Saints, God's give us, amen. God's give us an abundance of entry. God's given us the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God. God's given us power, amen. God's given us the key of prayer, amen. God's given us the light on the Word of God. God has given us gift after gift, glory to God. Let's not cast it aside. Let's not let it go. Let's be ready. Watchful, waiting, expecting Jesus to come any day, any moment. Praise God. Praise God. Brother John.